Our tour guide is Chad Johnson, executive chef of the $35 million Epicurean Hotel. I meet Johnson in the hotel's parking garage off South Howard Avenue, where he unlocks the door to a model suite.
This is pretty much what the guest rooms will look like. So a couple of unique features about it, in addition to just being an amazing room and everything, you know, this is the quality linens and the furniture. The finished tabletops are actually going to be represented like a butcher block. What I think really brings in the food theme of the hotel into the guest room, the decor amongst the rooms. So the coffee service and the in-room mini bar, or as we're calling it, our artisan pantry, we're laying the claim that we have the best cup of in-room coffee in the country.
Johnson is even prouder to show off the kitchen for Elevage, the hotel's main restaurant. But first, I had to put on a hard hat.
So is this your dream kitchen?
Yes, we get to put some pretty fancy bells and whistles into this kitchen, and we're leaving the doors off the kitchen because we want to show it off.
Yeah. So
the foundation of the kitchen is our custom-made cooking suite from Viking, but the one thing that I'm most excited about is actually that little itty-bitty drawer in the front.
Yeah?
That's actually a drop-down panel for a lot of my little garnishes. It's almost like my little lazy Susan.
Oh, cool. It kind of eliminates a pet peeve. What is that? Okay, and that sound means... Oh, is that a test?
You're currently in the middle of fire inspection, yes.
That was what was supposed to happen.
Okay, then. Next up, the lobby.
Okay, it definitely works.
So this is kind of the main lobby entrance, the Elevage lobby, which also serves as the lobby bar for the hotel. One of the cool things, a zinc bar top. Everybody has to do it.
I have to touch it. I have to run my fingers across it.
The two walls as you come into the street entrance to the restaurant, on the mirror images in each of the walls will actually be 36 square feet of living vegetables growing out of the walls.
What?
So
indoors the exterior wall?
No, actually inside. And so when you enter in, you'll be walking by what you'll be having for dinner. So every restaurant could ask to have like a house salad. So our house salad actually is grown here in-house.
Wow. Can you give me any specifics about any of the dishes? What's your favorite dish on the menu?
My favorite dish on the menu changes on a daily basis. Right now, it's probably tuna casserole. So everything at Elevage, the tag for the restaurant is nostalgia meets nouveau. So basically taking iconic, classic dishes and then just putting a little bit of a spin on them. I mean, for most Americans, we all grew up having tuna casserole.
Yep.
Our variation is with fresh-made pasta with like a light mushroom cream that we make with fresh mushrooms, fresh sugar snap peas, and then sushi-grade tuna served on it. So it's all the same elements, just done differently.
Without the shame of saying, okay, I really kind of want some tuna casserole.
Without the canned ingredients, yes.
Classing it up.
With a belly full of comfort food, there's only one thing left to do. Hit the spa.
I thought it was kind of a joke, but they'll be doing lots of things with chocolates and herbs and spices. So there's a good chance that whatever you're getting for your facial, your mud bath, is actually edible when you go there.
Is there a gym? That's the only thing I can think of.
There is a gym on the second floor if any of the guests feel like they need to work off the calories from the night before.
That's good. It all balances out. All right, just one more kind of basic question. Mm-hmm. Why a food-themed hotel?
Why not? I mean, I've never really heard of anybody doing something like this, but if you think about, I mean, for Hard Rock, for example, they have, you know, a huge corporation of music-themed hotels. You know, everybody listens to music. Everybody eats and drinks. Most people's fondest memories. It usually involves a family get-together around a kitchen table or the celebration of an anniversary or a birthday or whatever, but it almost always involves food and wine, you know, and that's kind of what we're bringing here. It just happens to have hotel rooms on top of it.
137 hotel rooms, to be exact. There's also a rooftop bar, a bakery, wine shop, and perhaps the most unique feature, the Epicurean Theater. It's a classroom with stadium seating for cooking demos and workshops like Vodka 101 and Super Bowl party preparation. Our tour ends back in the parking garage.
Thank you so much. I know that you are ridiculously busy. I can't wait to see it. I'll be back, definitely. All right, you need this?
Good?
You need this hard hat? Yeah, we're totally good.
And with that, Johnson jogs down Howard Avenue to his other job, executive chef at Sideburns, the sister restaurant to Burns Steakhouse. No wonder he can work around all this food and still be in shape. The Epicurean Hotel is set to open December 18th. For Florida Matters, I'm Dalia Colon.